This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Stephanie and Melissa. Last podcast, we covered available ways for you to file your sales tax report, which is due Monday, January 22nd, 2018.
First, we want to recap some of the things we talked about last time. Remember, there are four ways for you to file. Over the phone through telefile, and remember, that's only for zero returns. Electronically through web file, in person at a local field office, and by mail. Now today we're covering the components of the sales tax report. Melissa, let's review the four main components of the sales tax return in the order listed on the report, which are credits, total sales, taxable sales, and taxable purchases. And for our listeners, it might also be helpful if you have a sales tax report in front of you as a reference. You can find a blank one on our website, comptroller.texas.gov, and just for review, use Form 01-114. It's the sales tax return, and also Form 01-148. That's our credits form. So, Melissa, here we go with some questions. When can someone take a credit on their sales tax return?
Thanks, Steph. Taxpayers can take a credit to reduce taxes due when they pay taxes in error, such as paying sales tax on items purchased for resale.
Ooh, what do you mean by purchases for resale?
Taxpayers who hold a sales tax permit can make tax-free purchases for items or services that they purchase for the purpose of reselling.
Earlier, you mentioned something about taxes paid in error. Can you give me an example of that?
An example of tax paid in error would be, let's say I'm a retailer of lamps. I went to a vendor to buy 20 lamps for resale, but I forgot my resale certificate, and the vendor collected tax on my 20 lamps. I have just paid tax in error and can claim a credit on my sales tax return.
Do taxpayers have to fill out any special forms to take the credit?
Yes, Steph. It depends on how they're filing their sales tax return. If they're completing a paper return, they should complete Form 01-148, which is this credit schedule. And if you're doing it my favorite way, through web file, it will automatically take you to that form.
Well, if I'm on web file and it takes me to the form, will the credit automatically be calculated?
No, it is important to remember, even though you may fill out the credit schedule, this will not automatically reduce what is due on your report. The credit schedule is only an informational form.
Well then, how do I claim credit on the sales tax return?
To claim a credit on your sales tax return, Steph, you simply have to subtract the sum of the purchases you pay tax in error on from your taxable sales. Now, I know we haven't covered taxable sales, but I'm pretty confident you're going to ask me about it in just a second.
Oh, you know I am. But one last question. When taking a credit, do taxpayers need to send the controller proof of the tax paid in error?
No. However, you should keep those records on hand just in case the comptroller's office requests them. And as a reminder, businesses should follow the guidelines for record keeping outlined in Sales Tax Rule 3.281.
Perfect. So I think I have all the information I need for now on credits. Let's talk about the next question on the sales tax return. Total sales. What do I include in total sales?
Total sales is going to be one of the easiest ones. Total sales includes all sales, services, leases, and rentals of tangible personal property and related charges made during the period.
Are non-taxable sales included in total sales?
Yes, total sales includes all taxable and non-taxable sales.
So total sales means total sales, right?
Yep.
Okay, but does it also mean sales to exempt organizations?
Yes, total sales includes any tax-free sales that you made to an exempt organization, such as a religious or charitable organization. We want to know it all in total sales.
Alrighty, total sales means total sales. What about taxable sales?
Taxable sales include all sales, not including tax, of all taxable services and sales you made during that period.
Is it possible then for my total sales and my taxable sales to be different?
Yes, Steph. It is common for businesses to have different numbers on total and taxable sales. So if you happen to have different numbers, don't panic. It's normal.
Okay. So here's the last item I want to talk about, and it's about taxable purchases. What are these?
This is actually the most asked question that we always hear about taxable purchases. What this is are items purchased tax-free and used for your own use.
Can you give me an example?
Yes, Steph, and I'll give you my favorite example. Let's say at my retail store, I sell umbrellas. One day it's pouring rain and I need a new umbrella. So I grab one from my inventory and make use of it. That is a taxable purchase.
Okay, let me get this. So basically, you sold yourself an umbrella and that's why you owe tax on it.
Exactly.
Perfect. I get that. Well, thanks, Melissa, for clearing that up and for reviewing the four main components of the sales tax report: credits, total sales, and taxable purchases.
You're welcome, Steph. And next week, we'll be covering some frequently asked questions submitted by you, our listeners, and special guests from our Taxpayer Services Division and from our local field office here in Austin. They're going to give us the real inside scoop on their areas. We thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. If you have any suggestions or comments on this podcast, please submit them on our survey link located on our tax policy videos webpage. Have a great day.